208-285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Unofficial
start of summer. It's a day to celebrate freedom.
The freedom to barbecue
on a supercharged propane fueled master flame
3000,
and the freedom to drink beer,
and it better be American beer
on Monday.
Memorial Day
Monday.
There's a whole seat for you at the picnic table,
but you'll only need the egg.
It's all happening on Monday.
Memorial Day Monday.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
It's about this much past five.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today hinted that his upcoming meeting with Kim Jong-un could be postponed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his agency is still working with North Korean leaders planning for the summit.
We have the real opportunity to have this historic successful outcome, and I'm not a betting man. So I wouldn't care to predict whether it will happen, only to predict that we'll be ready in the event that it does.
The meeting is currently scheduled for June 12th in Singapore. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's determined to protect children following the latest mass school shooting which occurred in his state.
The problem is that innocent people are being shot.
The governor is holding roundtable discussions following last week's high school shooting, which left 10 dead, several others injured. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Chili is simmering up in a pan. From my famous coleslaw to a crock of baked beans, to the corn on the cob and everything in between. I gotta get ready for Memorial Day, 'cause all my rowdy friends are coming over Monday. So get your grill ready. I mean, get it ready. Are you ready? Start of summer, ready to get the good time started. Set up the horseshoe pits, the beer's on the way, 'cause all my friends are coming for Memorial Day.
Again, I know a lot of folks are heading out of town. May not be a good idea this weekend, as we have a tropical disturbance called Invest 90L. And the new spaghetti models, where they take all the worldwide forecast tracks, basically, it's coming here, somewhere between the western side of the state and Georgia. If it stays to the west, we'll get the worst of it. If it moves a little further to the east, it won't be as bad, but it will be rainy. You know, when people talk about going down by the beach, they usually mention Destin, and very few people ever mention Panama City, and I can't say I blame them.
Sure.
I was down there, God, it had to be 6 years ago. I had a free weekend at the Holiday Inn on the beach, and I needed to get away for a couple days to think. And it was depressing. It reminded me of the way Fort Lauderdale was before they tore apart all the spring break crap and put in classier things.
See, but Panama City has, I know a guy who is a little frustrated. He's from there. He lives in Auburn. And they got rid of drinking on the beach. It's now illegal. And it's, to be clear, it's not like, oh, you're having too much fun, you're too loud, creating a disturbance. It's like if you go with, say, a couple friends and you share a six-pack or a 12-pack, it's illegal now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad they wised up to that, because I'll tell you, you know, unless you're 22 years old and you got to get it out of your system, that place, that's where it was targeted.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not for people who want to eat some nice meals and enjoy the beach and the, you know, whatever. Not the way it was when I saw it. When you got a bar on the strip down there called Show Us Your, it's, you know, you're not going to be running into a very classy crowd.
Must we always be classy?
Look at the example that I set on this show.
I'll put it this way. When I went to it, I loved Bourbon Street. Loved it. Not to say there aren't any potential risk in going into an environment like that. There are, but I loved it.
It's a den of pushers and people that want to hurt you, Joey.
Yeah.
They want to
hurt me.
Lead you on a path of self-destruction.
No, I really was. But the guy who took me down there, I've been friends with him since like fourth grade. He was living down in New Orleans. And we were walking down Bourbon Street, and I went, does that sign say live sex acts? He goes, yeah, yeah. Have you ever been in there? He goes, no. And we did not go.
He said he never went in, huh? All right, it's 5:08. We're going to start with the weather, then go to the traffic dungeon, get your news, come back, and talk to Brant about why the market was a little unhappy today.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances will continue for the next couple of days at least. Look for some evening showers and thunderstorms fading out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, a better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. Then on Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 80s again, partly sunny. Scattered showers and storms will be roaming around. And actually, the number and probability of showers and storms will increase again over the Memorial Day weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing a little bit of breakout on 65 northbound. The rush hour folks getting up and out of here. That'll be from about North Boulevard, about halfway up to Highway 143. Everything else looking really good. 85 is the speed limit, right? Looking decent around the boulevard. Atlanta Highway is cleaned up very nicely, and the 31s are all clear. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions, and you need answers. Call the Vans Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama has filed a lawsuit against the federal government over U.S. census criteria, challenging the practice of counting undocumented residents and population counts used for congressional reapportionment. Alabama argues that predicted 2020 census numbers will cause Alabama to lose a congressional seat and an electoral vote. Governor Kay Ivey is opposing parole for Judith Ann Neely. Neely was convicted with her husband of killing 13-year-old Lisa Ann Milliken of Georgia in 1982. Alabama authorities are investigating a Facebook video posted by a prison inmate showing two prisoners forcing a third at knife point to bend over for a spanking. The video shows a 26-year-old St. Clair County Correctional Facility inmate holding a paddle and hitting an older inmate while another inmate holds a large knife. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For the latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've spent 4 years studying, writing papers, giving presentations, taking tests, and preparing for the real world. Congratulations, graduate. Now, repeat after me. May I take your order, please? Sorry, but that's what you get with a liberal arts degree. Maybe you should have studied more and taken a business or computer class. Maybe you should have paid attention in class and applied yourself instead of burying your face in your smartphone. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Would you like fries with that? Good luck out there, smarty pants.
This must be that thing that Chad was talking about earlier about Clapper coming up with the worst excuse ever for lying to Congress. I still think he looks like he's... Look at the face.
Ugh.
If he doesn't look like an extra from The Alien, I don't know who was. He was on The View with that in that bit, hen house. And came up with the lamest excuse for lying to Congress. Is this... I'm not going to look at Whoopi Goldberg.
Clapper looks like somebody's undercarriage. That's how I'd put it.
Yeah.
Like that point in between?
He would look better if he had the words 40 watt tattooed across his forehead, because then the light bulb look would make sense. Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Hey!
Hey, what's going on?
Saw a little pickle puss on Wall Street today. What was that all about? And why are gas prices climbing so rapidly? I thought we were going towards energy independence.
Well, I think West Texas Intermediate is moving higher, as well as Brent, for a whole host of reasons. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, number one, very strong economy, you know, demand. The demand for raw energy is pretty significant right now. You look at what's going on in the Middle East as well, and that's another part of it. So, you know, it's beginning to show up at the pump, no doubt about it. And the real question on that is whether or not this economy, even though it's beginning to really, you know, it's no longer just sort of at a trot. It's beginning to gallop. And the question is whether or not that the economy in the current state can handle, you know, these rising fuel costs. Because you're going to see it show up in everything. The airlines, transportation stocks, even consumers, you know, with respect to any discretionary income they've got. And so, yeah, it bears watching for sure. But we'll see if these prices can stick. You know, remember, this is a highly cyclical industry, something that bears watching. But I think, too, you know, you look at the market today, you know, here we go again with the tariff deal. We thought we had a deal. Now, you know, certain parts of it Trump doesn't like, and there's still a lot of question marks. So with some of the tweets he put out, you know, we went from basically break even on the day to rolling down on the Dow around 180 points or so, I think is what it was. But at the end of the day, I just don't think that a lot of the stuff that they're talking about is really all that significant. I mean, yes, it is meaningful from the psychology around it and what it all means, but even if it resulted, you know, in full-blown tariffs all the way around, even the $150 billion package they were talking about, it's not as bad as it sounds in the grand scheme of things. It's not helpful in any way, but it's not quite as bad as a full-blown trade war or what people would think about when you have trade wars. But nevertheless, the psychology is never good. The headline is not great, and that's kind of what happened today, and that's why we rolled over. I would say this, though. We could, you know, one positive thing that I've been watching closely was this new bill where Republicans had hoped to pull back on some of the onerous regulations and financial services that were really quite a burden.
Is that from the Dodd-Frank?
Yeah.
What a piece of work that was.
That's right. So, you know, the House voted on it today, and it went through. The bill's going to go to the president's desk now, and he's, you know, obviously going to sign this bill. That's a good thing, and I think that's why you're seeing a lot of the regional banks and smaller banks really begin to do much better. And it's also why I think you could potentially see a continuation of some of the merger and acquisition type, M&A type deals that we've already seen in the last few weeks, which is sort of consolidation in the industry or in that sector. And it's also a reason why we have a specific sector allocation to regional banks in some of our portfolios for the right clients.
It is interesting, and as you just mentioned, this thing that will take some of the onerous regulation out of that horrible Dodd-Frank bill. I read an article the other day, and it was not in a conservative, I forget the name of the public, it's well known, I just can't make the direct connection because I don't want to send anybody chasing the actual article, but basically the title was it, Obama, Legacy in Ruins. What legacy? What legacy did he leave? I mean, other than chopping up the country and getting everybody hating on each other and all of this nonsense, these horrible bills like Obamacare and Dodd-Frank and the rest of the nonsense, laughing at Mitt Romney in the 2012 debate when the Russian angle came up, and now that's all they talk about. Russia, 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 Russia. Most horrible country on the planet. They fixed it for Trump. It's hilarious. They can't even remember what they said last week, much less 4 years ago. And I don't know if you saw the new generic ballot from Reuters today, but the Republicans have moved to a +6 position. And it was just a few months back that they were down by 13. Mm. That's a 20-point swing on the generic congressional ballot. So this big blue wave is starting to look like a little piddle puddle. And if they play it right, the Republicans get their heads out of their butts. Make Jim Jordan the speaker. Get somebody up there that can sell the brand, that can, you know, get behind the president and not be ashamed of it, like prom king Paul Ryan. God, I think back to that Saturday morning when Mitt Romney announced Paul Ryan was going to be his running mate. Oh, that's great. There's a rock-solid conservative of Wisconsin. Budell, you idiot. What the hell were you thinking that day? I'm bursting at the seams with stuff today.
Right. No, you know, you were talking about you know, Obama and some of the stuff earlier in your comments there. I would just say here's the difference, the dichotomy between the thinking of both sides. You know, here's a tweet by Nancy Pelosi regarding this Dodd-Frank deregulation bill that was passed today. And she says the Dodd-Frank rollback would open the doors to banks, once again, discriminating in how they lend to homebuyers. We should be taking steps to move forward, not making the situation worse. So what is she really saying? We should force banks to lend money to everybody, regardless of whether they can pay it back.
Isn't that what led to the financial crisis?
That's what they're calling discrimination.
God.
This is crazy.
Look.
You know, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, they're all against this.
Well, that's what caused the crisis. The problem back then, they blame Bush, but it was Bush's inability to pinpoint the cause and make the public aware, hey, this is what happens when you put the government in the mortgage lending business and you have all these defaults and all that kind of stuff. I knew, I don't know a fraction of what you know, and I knew in 2003 when everything, you know, when houses were going up by $10,000 a month in South Florida, I said, this is not sustainable and this is not going to end well for a lot of people who are, you know, flipping properties and stuff. Because if the rug gets pulled out at the wrong time and you're sitting there with 10 properties that you've financed and the prices crash, what are you going to do? The only way out is bankruptcy. By the way, that's the fate awaiting Michael Avenatti, who was told by the IRS today, that Stormy Daniels lawyer, he owes them $10 million. So he's got he's got his hands full, doesn't he?
There's always a story behind this stuff, isn't there?
Oh, and on top of that, the Joey, the New York Mets today signed Jose Bautista.
Yeah, he was really good in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Timely commentary, that's what it's all about. Brent, thanks. Friends, I can't urge you, as we're getting into this roaring economy and things are looking good and people are positive. Almost 7 out of 10 Americans describe the economy as good or very good. So this is a good time to stop fearing and start thinking about how you can make more out of the money you work so hard to earn and put a plan together for your future and sit down with Brent, meet the Brain Trust at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management and come out of there a smarter person and with go-to folks who can answer your questions and help you prepare for a good future down the road. The number to make the appointment is 387-0094, 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And Brent, you're with us tomorrow and Thursday at least, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, absolutely.
Just want to double check in case you had an out-of-town plan.
Well, I'm headed out of town on Thursday, but I'll be calling you.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
Take care,
guys.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It is 5:23. Let's see what's going on with the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Bluebell's homemade vanilla ice cream. It's creamy, delicious, hand-cranked taste. Takes you back to the simpler times. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's looking pretty decent right now. The rush hour crowd's all gone off 65 northbound. And it's now a speed limit ride on 65 as well as 85. The Boulevard looks real good. Atlanta Highway does too. And the 31s are not crowded. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can purchase a Toyota Corolla for just $17,841 plus tax, title, and tags. Reinhardt Toyota, your low-price volume dealer. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371 plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, allahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at allahomemortgage.com. That's allahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 3612.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
Very soon, you'll be required to put on a swimsuit and parade your 230-pound beer and nacho storage facility around the lake.
Haven't lost my winter fat.
As you frolic in the water, it occurs to everyone that with a couple of nipple rings, you could serve as a human boat dock.
Everyone ashore now.
You're not just providing shade for sunbathers. Let's face it, the last time something blocked out this much sun, the dinosaurs disappeared.
Spinosaurus Rex now.
So go ahead, see if your 1,000-pound ass can influence the tide. Do a cannonball and force the entire state to live in FEMA trailers. Because after all, sooner or later, the Coast Guard will lure you out to sea with whale song.
Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
A classic on Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I was just checking the baseball trade rumors. You know, the Mets signed that Jose Bautista. And now a former Montgomery Biscuit, Willie Adames, I think is how you pronounce it, is getting to play at the major league level. The parent team, the Tampa Bay Rays, have called him up. I haven't been to a Biscuits game this year because I've had something going on every night that they've been in town. It has been a Saturday night thing, wedding reception, stuff like that. So I haven't been able to go, and I miss it. I wait all winter, 7 long months. From the last game on Labor Day to early April, and then it gets here, and I've already wasted a lot of the Phil's designated Phil Hughes, or the Twins, rather. This is what we're sports in general. Football's done a better job than baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But for what they charge for tickets, they gave this guy, I think, a 5-year deal for $65 million, and he hasn't played for like 2 or 3 years. And, you know, unfortunately, I guess his arm has gone bad or something. And they got to pay him. Baseball, sports will wise up when they have to go to a system that the rest of us are kind of stuck living in. Not that I mind, because you got to have that incentive. I often wonder, when you see an athlete, I don't care what the sport is, football, baseball, basketball, you got to wonder what goes through their mind when they just sign a piece of paper that guarantees them upwards of $50 million or more. And the next 10 generations of the family, unless they're real stupid, you know, are going to be okay. What happens to your hunger at a time like that? Now, some players, they may perform even better. Some put more pressure because, wow, they're
this is a lot of money. I better be good. They put so much pressure on themselves, they don't perform well.
Can they cut people in baseball the same way they can in football?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's a problem.
In most cases, they can't. Like this Hughes guy, he had a good year, and they rewarded him with 4 years and I don't know how many millions of dollars, 40, 50, something like that. And he started to come apart right after that. But they have to pay him every dollar of that. In football, you hear about these nine-figure contracts, but a lot of them, they have outs.
Yes.
The team can cut them. But, I'm glad you mentioned that. Because, check this out, there is a... Tell me what you think of this idea. The NFL is considering assessing a 15-yard penalty for teams that kneel during the national anthem.
I don't know if that'll stop it.
No, you know what stops it? The commissioner grows a pair. What's his name? Goodell. He grows a pair and he says, here's the deal. It's a free country. Your political thoughts make no difference to me. But you represent the NFL. You represent our product. And when you're in a stadium, you're on duty and you're working for us. If you like that arrangement and the money you're making, then you'll stand for the national anthem and then use all of your resources. If you don't like the president or whatever else, you can use your money off the field any way you want. The A's have an interesting situation. The only baseball player who kneeled during the anthem was a catcher named Bruce Maxwell, who played for Oakland. That was last year in September, late in the season. Only one. In the offseason, he was arrested on felony charges of domestic violence, I believe it was, involving a gun.
Oh, my.
I don't think his case has been adjudicated yet, and I'm sure he's got some high-priced lawyers trying to keep his ass out of jail. I don't want to see him kneel on a baseball diamond. Now, maybe the people in Oakland, in wonderfully liberal California, maybe they don't care. But that would not fly, even in Chicago.
No. Not in Chicago.
You know, maybe run by Rahm Emanuel, but the people that come to Cubs games especially, they come in from the northern suburbs and the western suburbs. They don't live in the city.
Yeah, for it being a Democrat-run city, it's still a hard-nosed American city, too. Chicago's no place to mess around with people.
Yeah, I don't know why they put up with what they do. And that goes for the entire damn state of Illinois.
I don't know. Some of that is city versus rural, or big city versus smaller city. When you had that many people packed into one place, I'd imagine you want a little more regulation of life. No, they take it too far. They really do.
When I think about how many years I lived there and when I worked in radio, how I would drive, I guess you get used to it.
All right.
Crappy roads. They let you park on main streets in Chicago. Pulaski Road was my access road to the interstate. It's a thoroughfare. But people could park on the right side, so it was basically two lanes. In a rush hour, it was horrible. The lights take forever. They're not coordinated. And then you get on, no matter what interstate, it's crawling along. So you go through all of that to get where you're going to go. And then you pay something obscene to park.
Yep.
So a lot of people have moved so far away, the only way they can get to and from is to take a train. Well, think about that. Most of those suburban trains take about 60 minutes. So you got to factor in the time you leave your house to park your car at the train station, get on the train, ride to Union Station downtown, and then get from there to wherever your office is. And with the weather in Chicago, that's got to be fun. So transportation, it's incredibly expensive.
I don't get the commuting thing. Like, I mean, I've thought about, like, would I live in Prattville? Would I live in Wetumpka? I know we have a lot of listeners who, you know, live there, work around the river region. Would I live in Auburn? Technically, you could do it. Auburn's, what, a 45-minute drive? It's not that bad. But what happens the one day there is a terrible wreck on the interstate, and with radio in particular, you have to be here.
We were looking at places in Wetumpka when we decided we needed a larger house. There were some really nice options out there.
Oh, yeah.
Once a day is fine. But twice a day, no thanks.
Right.
And even my own neighborhood in the morning, I've had those little mailbox things going on. Ask Donnie Turner how much damage one mailbox can do to the side of your car. It's so dark. The other morning, as I was driving in, something ran across the road in front of me. And I've seen deer and stuff, but this, I don't know what, I think it was a chupacabra. It just looked like it was on all fours.
I hear they feed off tomatoes.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to go. And, by the way, I did look at my tomato plants, and they're looking real good.
Nice.
Because the rain was nicely timed. Well, Rich Thomas loves those tomatoes, so he wants an abundant crop, no doubt.
Just a real thin slice with a little bit of salt on there.
5:36, we have time in a minute. I may preview something that we'll want to play for Terry Adams on our Thursday show when he joins us, involving JFK and one of the people that worked in the rail yard just behind the grassy knoll from French TV. I want to check this out, and I think we'll have time to do that at 5:37. You know, one thing I do appreciate, they've been with me for, gosh, almost a decade, if not, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Twice in a month, I had to call them out to the house for plumbing-related traumas. They were the ones that diagnosed, hey, you got standing water around your bathtub base. You got to get that out. That's why there's that funny aroma. It wasn't overwhelming. It was just, first I thought maybe some food fell somewhere or some little lizard died. It was like, you know, no big deal, but it was not pleasant. And that's where the odor was. So Peaches and Clean came, got the water out, dried out the rugs, got to replace the rug, Georgia Floors Direct, yada, yada. And then the very same tub went to shut it off, and the thing just started spinning like a propeller. So I pulled the drain out. Duh. I'm not as dumb as I look. Called Clark's 20 minutes later. They cut it off of the street. And what they did, instead of making me spend hundreds of dollars for a new faucet or water, whatever you call it, for the tub, they just rebuilt it right there. And now I can move it with a finger instead of having to crank it. So they saved me a lot of money on that. Don't talk about the plumbers at Clark's enough, but they're really good and they're really nice guys, too. And everybody that works for Clark's is background checked and drug tested on a regular basis just to make sure. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, please call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Now, I just got a warning here on the tomato plant thing from our friend Mr. Barrett. He says, be careful with that pixie dust. Well, you missed that this morning. I was accused of by Miss Hayes.
Mm-hmm. Who is, by the way, my guest tonight from 6 to 7?
Well, ask her about what I was doing in my garden. Flitting about, sprinkling fairy dust to make sure that everything grows. Yeah, that's what I heard in the morning show, Three Men and a Lady. Gino.
Yes.
What's up?
I'm a three-time cancer survivor. I've had three surgeries. And for Joey, a dermatology associate is the best I know in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
He can have one gentleman or three ladies. So, but you got to get naked. I mean, naked all the way. And most of the time, they'll find something that you didn't even know it was there, or what you thought was cancer was not. Two times I went, and what I thought was not, but they found two other places that were.
Okay.
One of my upper cheek and one of my lower. You want that number?
I'll get it off the air. When we were just outside a moment ago checking traffic, it's starting to cloud up again, and I just got an alert on my phone, rain to resume. Let me just take a quick look at the Live in Fear Doppler here and see what is happening. It looks like there's some activity developing around the city. It's, at the moment, small, but you know how it is at this time of the year. If the right atmospherics occur, it can flare up. Let's talk to Rich, get the traffic update, and then we'll be back.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hello.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances will continue for the next couple of days at least. Look for some evening showers and thunderstorms fading out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, a better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. Then on Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 80s again, partly sunny. Scattered showers and storms will be roaming around. And actually, the number and probability of showers and storms will increase again over the Memorial Day weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk & Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk & Tomlinson, making men matter.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got an accident on Coliseum at Federal, so be careful right there. Everything else looking pretty strong. We do have a little secondary wave of rush hour folks trying to get out. This one is on 85 northbound. It'll be between South Union and Mulberry. And then another little piece right down on 85 southbound, right around South Union Street, but they're not big delays. They're just slow traffic. Everything else looking really good. Registration for summer term is May 23rd. That's tomorrow at Trenum State Community College. Classes begin on May 24th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I'm a lifetime conservative Republican who advocates for more efficient use of your tax money, better education of your children, and ethical, limited government. I'm proud of my record of service in the House. I was one of only 23 House members with the courage to sign the Bentley impeachment resolution. My Judiciary Committee confirmed the evidence that forced this corrupt governor to resign. I have the right experience and the knowledge to best serve the people of Elmore County and the Alabama State House. I ask for your vote on June 5th, paid for by the Mike Holmes campaign.
There is only one person in the race for state treasurer that we can trust to get the job done. That man is John McMillan. John McMillan is a proven conservative that will protect our money with honesty and integrity. When special interests in Montgomery tried to raise your taxes with Amendment 1, John McMillan led the fight to defeat it. John McMillan was instrumental in the creation and success of the Alabama Oil and Gas Trust Fund. John McMillan has responsibly managed hundreds of millions of our tax dollars and will ensure that the state keeps its commitment to the PAC program and state retirement systems. He is proud to be a lifetime member of the NRA. He's a Christian, a devoted husband and father. On June the 5th, vote John McMillan, conservative, Republican, state treasurer.
Paid for by John McMillan for State Treasurer, P.O. Box 11054, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111.
CBS Tonight on the Survivor season finale.
Anything can happen.
Only six castaways remain for one epic final showdown.
This is the Super Bowl.
But in the history of Survivor,
now is the time to strike.
If you think you've seen it all, think again.
It's going to be one for the ages.
The shocking Survivor season finale, followed by the live reunion show, CBS Tonight.
Watch the best shows on television tonight on ABC 32.
Alabama, it's more than just a state. It's a state of mind. Our people come from different walks of life, but we each share the same spirit. That's the spirit you'll find at Alabama News Network as we bring you the news every day. We live here, too, with homes and families, and we know how blessed we are to live here and call Alabama our sweet home. We're proud to bring you news from where you live on CBS 8 and ABC 32, part of the Alabama News Network.
Hey, this is Mike with Owens Optical Eastbrook. Are you past due for an eye exam? Maybe it's time to get those glasses replaced. Come see us at Owens Optical in the Eastbrook Shopping Center. We've been serving Montgomery and the surrounding areas for almost 40 years, providing top quality glasses, sunglasses, and contacts for every member of your family. We're just local people serving local people. Give us a call today at 272-2115 and let us help you with your eye care needs. Be a part of our family at Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard, or check us out on the web at owensopticaleb.com. Your eyes will thank you for it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clouds have built up, and gosh, in the time, remember an hour ago we sat down and said, geez, it's back to the blast furnace heat.
Yeah.
Hour later, it's clouded up, and we already had a shower here. Brief one, but a shower. Again, a reminder, and the spaghetti model picture is on my Facebook page. We talked to Rich right after 4 o'clock, and this Invest 90L, which is down in the Western Caribbean, is going to be some type of tropical event. They're not sure. Nobody really knows how big or bad it might get, but it's almost all the models are in consensus that it's going to come up in our neck of the woods. Florida Panhandle, Alabama, Eastern Mississippi, Western Georgia. That's the window. And then turn towards the Carolinas. So it looks like we are going to have a wet Memorial weekend. I remember most of the Memorial weekends I've spent here have been very, very dry. Did you see the story about Kendrick Lamar?
With a fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it briefly. I didn't really care.
Now, this is what pisses me off. I'm going to quote from some of the material that was given to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is at that festival on Sunday. He invites a white lady named Delaney on stage to sing M-A-A-D, Mad City. I don't know what that stands for. The track has more than a dozen N-words, including the chorus. He brought her on stage, and she did not self-edit, so she sang the N-words. The crowd starts booing, and he stopped her. He said she didn't know the, quote, rules, and that she had to bleep that word. The rules? Here's the rule. If that word is so horrible and so objectionable and brings up bad memories, stop the F using it. Period. Everybody should stop using it. She apologized. Too bad. This crap has no business in entertainment. Don't bring a fan up on stage who knows your music and ask them to sing with you and expect them to edit your words out of a song. That's a bunch of stuff. And then this commentary here, goes on to say, I'm not going to defend a white person saying the N-word no matter the circumstance, but at the same time, doesn't Kendrick share some blame here for bringing a white woman on stage? How about anybody on stage to sing a song that's loaded with it? How come a song can't be written without that word? Why is that word so critical? She's a random concert goer, not experienced professionals. It's smart to trust her to self-censor. This belongs on Lamar, period. In my opinion. But listen to this. All white people should just know by now to keep that word out of their vocabulary. So, okay, who's got the rule book on who can say what and use what? I got a problem with this. The word should go away. And it turns up in songs. I hear it thrown around like, hello. But if you were drunk and you blurted it out at someone, you might end up dead. Who knows? This is where the mental illness of liberalism has really done a number on society. I think everybody kind of got on board with the idea that this word should disappear from the vocabulary because of all its connotations. So why does it have to be used in music? I mean, even when they're doing it in a movie that's a historical reference, and that word is used as it might have been in the time period being portrayed, it makes me cringe. Even though it may be realistic from the time period, you know, like a movie like In the Heat of the Night and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a good film. To do it accurately, you would have to use the word in that movie. But it's 2018, not 1963. So I guess there's a rule book for white people based on this commentary, and another one for black people, and probably another one for Hispanic people. And how? When does it end?
I think it's only for white people.
Apparently.
Imagine folks like Korean immigrants, Chinese immigrants.
Suppose there's a news story where that word has a specific place.
Mm-hmm.
It was used, it started some type of a situation. Do you know how dumb it sounds to say, well, so-and-so said the N-word? That just, you know, like...
Well, I mean, if you're...
Just saying N-word, everybody knows what you're saying.
If you're saying it in the sense of, like, the George Carlin seven words you can't say, like, I'm quoting the words, I'm not calling anybody...
It's not one of the seven words, is it?
No, it's not. In his bit, it is not one of the seven words. But actually, Joe Rogan has a whole bit in his comedy special from years ago where he talks about three words you can't say anymore, that words that really pack a punch. And he says the word. He says the N-word. He says the C-word, some people might say about women.
Yeah, that's...
And, like, no, and it's great. He does a whole commentary on it as a comedy bit.
Isolating that, the C-word. Women use that on each other all the time.
Oh, of course.
But very rarely directly. It's like they're, you know, gossip and that kind of stuff. I've heard it used.
That's a pretty awesome word. It could be... But don't use it...
What's the third word, now that we're going...
I'm trying to think. What is the third one? Oh, man.
Because, you know, those come in all colors.
No. I know what the third one is. The first one is the N-word, and he says it, and the whole crowd goes, he's like, do you feel that? Yeah, you feel it. I said it. I'm a white guy. Yeah. And then he does the C-word, like talking about Dice Clay, and And then the third word, though, the one that is very difficult to say and mean it, is love. He talks about the girl saying, I love you.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, I don't really love her, but I'm expected to say I love you back. Oh, no.
That's cute.
That word has too much power.
When you said the third word, I thought it was going to be the H word. You know what that is, right?
Hoo-ah!
Thursday, we'll be joined by our friend Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious. I think when he was here last week, he said he was, like, down to two jet skis. That's a product at Adams Motorsports. You don't want to wait too long because they're allotted a certain amount to sell every year. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, and I don't know that those two remain there, but if you're thinking jet ski, Adams Motorsports is the first place you should check. For off-road fun, they've got it all. Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and money available to loan you at super low interest rates because the manufacturers have gotten wise and said, you know what, we're going to put our money behind the people that buy our product. So we'll finance you at a better credit standard than you might normally have to meet if you were going through a bank or something. And they can put you in what you want and have all the fun you can and enjoy the beauty of Alabama. So stop by and see Terry and his team. They're open Tuesday through Saturday on the Boulevard from 9 to 6. They got a great service department there to support whatever product you choose to purchase. Nice folks. And, of course, Terry joins us every Thursday and has his own show here Saturday evenings from 6 to 9 called Clearing the Air. Stop by and see the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime and everybody at Adams Motorsports and get your credit app started at adamsmotorsports.com.
Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. That accident at Federal and Coliseum has cleared, so that area is all good now. The boulevard looks really good. South Boulevard might have a little more stop-and-go stuff than the rest of the boulevard. 65 and 85 are both speed limit rides, and the 31s look good. Prattville's Class A office building, previously known as Sterling Place, located on Cobbs Ford Road, is now Synovus Center with Synovus Bank on the first floor. Synovus Center, another McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright was the 13th of 14 children born to a family of sharecroppers in Dale County. Bobby Bright. The values Bobby Bright learned working the family farm made him who he is today. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright worked his way through college and law school and went from a sharecropper field in Dale County to become both mayor and congressman. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright is pro-life. Bobby Bright is pro-Second Amendment, and Bobby Bright is pro-Donald Trump. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright voted for Donald Trump and supported Donald Trump when others abandoned Donald Trump when he needed them the most. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright will work with President Donald Trump. Those who abandoned Donald Trump before the election will abandon him again. It's only a matter of time. Not Bobby Bright. We can always trust Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house.
Man, Bubba, summer is upon us. Bright weather, sunny weather we've got now. Everybody's thinking Lake Beach. You see the pictures everywhere. Well, come to Tucker Pecan, and we have all the things you need, whether you're going to the lake, the beach, the softball field, the baseball field, soccer field. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got the towels, the totes, the tumblers, the thermoses, your cover-ups, anything you need, or if you just need a little snack, we've got those at Tucker Pecan, whether it be chocolate pecans, honey pecans, praline pecans, cinnamon, or the new barbecue pecans. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and if you need a dip for a party, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. Bunches and bunches of different kinds of dips down there. And if you need local honey for all these pollens and allergies that are going around, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shop for all your gift needs.
And you're located where?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know the CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long